Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Steve Bannon has gone too far. Once again, in an effort to glaze President Trump, he is currently going around telling the media the opposite of what Trump has been saying over and over again, which is that Trump is not going to try to subvert the 22nd Amendment and do a third term. Trump has said he's not going to do that. Bannon is a liar because he's power hungry, says Trump will be president in 2029. Take a look.
Well, he's going to get a third term. So Trump 28, Trump is going to be president in 28. And people just ought to get accommodated with that.
So but what about the 22nd Amendment?
There's many different alternatives. At the appropriate time, we'll lay out what the plan is. But there's a plan, and President Trump will be the president in 28. We had longer odds in 16 and longer odds in 24 than we got in 28. And President Trump will be the president of the United States. And the country needs him to be president of the United States. We have to finish what we started.
Okay, so you might be thinking, Josh, I thought you called out leftists on the show. I thought that's what we did. Yes, we do that. That's obviously important. However, at the same time, if our own movement, and Steve Bannon, unfortunately, is part of the conservative movement, even though I think he's outside of it for the most part, but he's barely in. He's outside of the normal, but he's still on the fringe. If we let our own movement become so perverse that we lose our ideological underpinnings, we lose. We are all screwed because then we have nothing good to fight the left with. And that's what Steve Bannon is doing. That's why I have to call people out like Candace Owens, for example, or Steve Bannon in this case. Steve Bannon says that we have to finish what we started. Those are his words exactly. First off, who is we, Steve Bannon? Who is we? Steve Bannon, for those of you who don't know, got kicked out of the Trump administration. Second off, we have more than 3 years left in this current Trump administration. So why are we talking about 2028 President Trump? We got plenty of time right now. Let's get it done now. Why do we have to keep looking forward? Why do we have to keep campaigning instead of actually just getting the policy done right now? And third off, Trump is not going to be alive forever. We know this. He's on the older side. A lot of people actually had problems with that going into the 2024 election. And I think rightfully so. You know, as much as I love President Trump, there will be a day where he will decline. It's not yet. He's sharp as a tack right now. But as we've seen with old people, they just decline out of nowhere. Like, it just kind of hits, and it hits hard. And I don't know when that's going to be for President Trump. If we want to continue MAGA in a meaningful way, we need to find a successor for him. It seems like that's going to be J.D. Vance. There are people who like that and don't like that. But regardless of if you like it or not, that's what it seems like it's going to be. Here is the dirty secret of all of it. Steve Bannon knows that. He knows all of those points that I just laid out. Steve Bannon knows that there is no way around the 22nd Amendment. He's not going to be successful with any of the stupid lawfare tricks that he's going to go through. None of it's going to work. The only reason Steve Bannon is saying any of this, and I've talked about it on the show before, is that he is trying to glaze President Trump. He's trying to kiss his butt so that he can get his way back into his administration because, again, he was completely shut out from Trump. He's not in the inner circle anymore, even though he pretends to be. The problem is the media hears this kind of crap, and the leftists and even some independents hear this, and they run with it. And they think and they act like Steve Bannon is still part of Trump's inner circle. They don't see it for the glazing that it really is. They see it as Trump himself saying it. Because again, Steve Bannon was once part of Trump's inner circle, so they don't know a lot, frankly, about anything. They don't know that Steve Bannon really has nothing to do with Trump anymore, and so they see him say it, and they say, oh, Trump has said it. And then we have to hear nonstop about Trump being a dictator and trying to subvert the Constitution. Steve Bannon does not stop. He keeps going. Let's continue.
But even if you find a way to undermine you will be undermining the spirit of that amendment, even if you find some way around it. And to those people,
can the American people, if the American people with the mechanisms we have put Trump back in office, are the American people tearing up the Constitution? Would that be tearing up? Would the American people be going against the spirit of the Constitution, ma'am?
I think yes, actually, because what you will end up with is a populist justification for a quasi-dictatorship.
That's not true at all. Trump
works. That's what it sounds like.
It's not. Trump is a dictatorship. Did you just see the compromises he had to make on the big, beautiful bill? You see the compromises he has to do on everything, on accommodating Zelensky, on what President Trump? President Trump is nothing but a series of negotiations to kind of keep this thing rolling forward, where he's having trade-offs all the time.
But Steve, you've just spent the last 20 minutes telling me we have to smash the other side. There's no room for debate. There's no room for compromise. We must smash them. And now you're telling me this is a negotiation. I mean, that's...
No.
I guess that's why it seems to me some kind of tension. First off,
the only way President Trump wins in 2028 and continues to stay in office is by the will of the American people, okay? And the will of the American people is what the Constitution embodies. And so I think we're going to be in good hands there. We need to finish what we started. And President Trump is the instrument, a providential instrument to finish that, to finish this job.
So people have brought up the point that if we somehow work around the 22nd Amendment, that Obama could run again. The problem with that, on its surface, it sounds like a good rebuttal. The reason why I think that argument does not hold up is, number one, because there is no workaround of the 22nd Amendment. It's not going to happen. It's stupid. So it's a stupid hypothetical. But number two, Obama does not want to be president again. If Obama could run again, he would not do it. Here's why. He's a rich guy who has he's built a lot of influence in the presidency and outside of the presidency. And now when he's outside of the presidency, he can exercise that influence just the same. If a Democrat is in office again, he can just run the country through them. And we saw that through Joe Biden. Like, that's not a hypothetical. That happened. By the way, that's not just a Democrat thing. Republicans can do the same thing, and they will do the same thing. That's going to happen for Trump, for sure. Why would Trump want to be president again? Just on a purely personal level, just distill it down to the mind of Donald Trump for a second. He gets to enjoy retirement, which he deserves, man. That guy works harder than anybody. He's freaking old. He's going to be in his 80s by the time his term is up. He needs a retirement. And again, if J.D. Vance is president, which I think is fairly likely at this point, we all know that Trump will still have just as much political capital as before. He can just ask J.D. Vance to do anything and he's going to do it. And you could say that sucks, you know, because he's not the elected president, but that's how politics works. It works for the left. It works for the right. So why would Donald Trump want to run again when he can just exercise his political influence through J.D. Vance when he wants to, without any of the hard work? And again, Barack Obama can do the same through any Democrat. So frankly, I think it's naive to say Trump should run again. I think it really, that's the thing. I don't think Steve Bannon is naive. I think he understands politics. I think he's a Glazer. I think he's a liar. I think he's an elitist too. The way he talks, the way he says, oh, we're not going to tell you. We're going to be mysterious about it. He does this in every interview where he talks about this. And I come out against him every time, because whenever there's someone saying, oh, we're not going to tell you, it's just for us, they're an elitist. Like, he's saying, oh, the common folk, you won't understand the crazy law stuff we're going to do. That's what he's saying to you. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with you. When you talk down to me, I think that's a load of bull crap. Luckily, Steve Bannon holds zero power, even though he acts like it, because he's trying to glaze Trump. He doesn't need to be president again to be effective in the White House. So he's not going to be in the White House in 2029. And he's still going to lead MAGA in a meaningful way, probably through J.D. Vance, maybe through Marco Rubio. Again, the most important thing, Trump has been asked about this over and over and over again. I don't want to speak for Trump. I don't speak for Trump. I'm not in his inner circle either. So I'm just going to go off of what Trump has said. And he has definitively said he is not going to run again. I love interacting with you guys. That's why I've created my new Substack. Substack is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your email, and it's completely free to you. I talk about what I couldn't get to during the week or what big tech would censor me for. Substack's fantastic because I can just say whatever I want, and I do. So go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching today's video, guys. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, give the show a rating, a good rating, hopefully, so that other great patriots will see it there as well. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.